Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Tis the season to stress yourself out, get all overwhelmed, break out into a migraine and a cold sweat, and decorate your house. No? Yes. Why is decorating the house such an arduous task? I mean, I love it when it's decorated, but every time I go to decorate the house for the Christmas season, it just seems like I'm going to be climbing Mount Everest. It just feels like it's the biggest task I've ever accomplished in my entire life, that it's never going to get done, that I don't know. Do you feel the same way? I think maybe we do. We don't talk about it, but I think maybe we do. This year, I did the Holiday Blitz. It was a five-day Facebook Live free get ready for the holiday deal. And you can find the printables at organize365.com/holiday blitz and download the five printables that I have. It's like a workbook. And then just go to the Organize 365 Facebook page. And if you scroll back, you'll be able to see the Facebook Lives. They're still there. I didn't take them down. And I talked through some of these things that we do at the holidays that just are overwhelming to us as women. It's overwhelming to us because as women in general, we have many roles that we play. We are a daughter, we are a sister, sometimes we're a spouse, sometimes we have kids and we're a parent, sometimes we're a business owner or an employee, we're all homeowners. We just have a lot of different things that we're doing all the time, which is why we feel like we're always working. Not necessarily working for an income, but always working for someone or doing something for someone. And we try to find some self-care time in there as well. There's a lot of pressure at the holidays for the female head of the household to perform, to have great food and great decorations and great gifts and great ideas and just be the cruise line entertainment guru person. So really in the back to school blitz, I tried to focus in on what are your family's favorite foods? What is something that you want to do together at the holidays? What are their favorite decorations? Sometimes we put a little bit more on ourselves than we need to. You know, we put up every single holiday decoration that we've ever had stored in our basement, labeled in bins. But does everybody like all of the decorations? I'm telling you, if you only put half up, your family members might not even notice, which is like, are you kidding me? I know they don't notice. Like they don't even care. They do care. They do care. But I just think that we put too much on ourselves sometimes. So I'm going to walk you through how I was able to decorate my entire house in 3.5 hours. It's taken me years to get to this point, and I almost gave up halfway through. So I want to like make it really clear that this still is not easy. There, I broke down 4 things that I did. And I have been using Instagram more lately. So if you have Instagram on your phone and you follow people, I would love for you to follow me, Organize365. I've been getting better at doing Insta stories. So I did an Insta story the day that I went shopping for the Christmas trees and then the day that I put up the Christmas trees. I did an Insta story on Thanksgiving about how I make my mashed potatoes, which, you know, I don't cook a lot, but mashed potatoes, I know how to do. I did an Insta story when we took Joey up to the college. And so it's just a fun peek behind the scenes at my life. And I also did an Insta story of all the dishes that were in the sink in the morning, which I tell you, I don't do my dishes until the morning. So most mornings, my kitchen looks like a hot mess. And it's because I have these teenagers that are up in the middle of the night, basically. Of course, I did go to bed at 8:50 last night, which is very rare, but I went to bed really early. But literally, they're up all night long destroying my kitchen. So I do it in the morning. So I've been Insta-storying that as well. So here are the 4 steps that I realized I now do in decorating my house for the holidays. First, I clean. Then I block off time. Then I start with the hardest part. And I finish by keeping going until that time block is up because I always want to give up. Now, I don't think anyone has analyzed putting up their holiday decorations as much as I have. Or maybe you have, but you haven't chronicled it. So about 10 years ago was when putting up holiday decorations became really, really hard for me. My first 10 years of marriage, it was no big deal. It was so fun. We had little babies we didn't have babies, and I just loved buying and decorating the house. But about 10 years ago, everything just seemed to get harder for family reasons and financial reasons and just so many reasons, all the reasons. It got harder and harder to decorate at the holidays. And I did various things throughout about 5 of those years where I changed up holiday decorations. But really what I needed to do was purge some of the holiday decorations that we'd been saving from Greg's and my childhood, from when the kids were really, really little that we weren't using anymore. And over the last 5 years, the first 5 years, I was just in desperation. And I think that was also when I was depressed. The last 5 years has been more of a proactive change into the woman that I currently am in my mid-40s. The last shoe to drop was my Christmas tree. Now, I am like deathly allergic to Christmas trees. When my parents brought home the very first Christmas tree when I was a baby, like immediately my asthmatic attack started, and some of my cousins are the same way. So growing up, there were no live Christmas trees. Actually, all of the family members, I'm the oldest grandchild on both sides, so all of the family members moved to fake trees because my asthma was so severe as a child. And then as future cousins came along, some of them also had this Christmas tree allergy. But we're allergic to Christmas. I'm allergic to Christmas trees. I'm so allergic to Christmas trees that even if you burn a pine candle, I will start wheezing. Isn't that kind of odd? Kind of odd. Anyway, so I've always had fake trees. So when Greg and I got married, we invested, I think it was like $150. It was a huge amount of money into a gorgeous 9-foot fake tree from Michael's Craft Store. It was gorgeous. And the first 10 years we had it, I loved putting it up. I loved that I had a fake tree. I loved that we bought such a nice one. I just loved it. However, I bought it over 20 years ago. And so how Christmas trees were made 20 years ago was you had a box full of sticks and you had a pole and you'd put the pole up. And at the end of each stick, the metal stick was dipped in a color of paint. And I used to think it was fun. It was like a puzzle. First, you would get the light green ones and you would stick them all in the pole. And then I would drape the lights on them. And then I would do the peach colored ones. And then I'd do the blue ones or whatever. Well, yeah, it used to be fun until these pre-lit trees came on the market. And I have had pre-lit tree envy for over a decade. I mean, bad envy, like really, really bad. And I really, really wanted these trees. But they are expensive. They are super expensive. They're not $150. I mean, to get a 9-foot pre-lit Christmas tree, I knew I was investing somewhere between $300 and $500. And every year, I was like, I'm getting a pre-lit tree next year. And at the end of Christmas every year, we'd have, you know, Christmas debt or whatever, and be like, no, you're not getting a pre-lit tree, so put your stick tree back in the basement and be happy that you have a gorgeous tree. Now, my tree's gorgeous. My tree is gorgeous. Well, this year, I finally went and bought the pre-lit tree, and that's the Instagram story I told you about earlier. Sorry, Insta stories only last 24 hours. And yeah, so you just have to follow me on Instagram, and I'm getting better and better at doing these Insta stories. It's actually kind of fun. And it's really fun when Greg is like, I don't get it. That's what he did on the way to Joey's interview at the college he wants to go to. And so I have that on an Insta story. Sorry, if you weren't there, you can't see it now because it's gone. But it was fun. I took my lead professional organizer, Carol, bless her soul, went to Hobby Lobby with me to shop for these pre-lit trees that I was going to get. And she tried to explain to me in her decorator way that I needed picks. And picks are these things that you shove in your Christmas trees that add like dimension and fruit and all this stuff. And I ended up not buying any of the picks, but the Insta story was hilarious. So we had fun doing the Insta story. But I went, and Carol knows me. She knew I wasn't going to buy them. She explained it all to me, why I needed them, how they would work. And then I didn't buy them. And she still loves me. And she wasn't surprised. I finally bought pre-lit Christmas trees. Now, let me just tell you, these things are the bomb. Like, I am so excited. I waited 10 years to buy new trees. And by the time I went and bought one, not only did I buy a new 9-foot pre-lit tree for the family room, but I also got a 7.5-foot pre-lit tree for the family room. Did I tell you, the living room is the 9-foot. The family room is the 7.5-foot, which we used to have like a 5-foot skinny tree. No, we have a full tree in the family room. And then I got this adorable little 3-foot tree that I put in our bathroom. And Greg was like, I don't think it goes there on the counter. I was like, yeah, I don't think so either. And an hour later, we walk in the bathroom. We were like, we love it. So Greg loves to have the house decorated for the holidays. I always decorate the house now on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because the kids are already off school. I'm pretty much done working and Greg's still at work. So when he comes home from work, the house is decorated. And one of my love languages is acts of service. So it's an act of service for me to have the house completely. He leaves for work Wednesday morning with no Christmas decorations up and he comes home and it's a Christmas wonderland. Like that is, I love doing that for Greg. So it is a gift. All right, so I bought my trees. Now, I knew I was going to be decorating the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So step one is to clean first. And that Wednesday actually was getting my house cleaned, which was perfect. So I just had to clean for the cleaning lady, which Greg thinks is hilarious. But our house was really a mess. The kids had been home for a while. I don't know what to tell you. It basically took me until 12:30 to get the house clean and the cleaning lady cleaned and to get Joey to his new job and all of that stuff. And so I came home at 12:30 ready to decorate. I thought I'd start decorating at 10. So now I'm stressed because number two is to block time. And I had blocked the whole day of Wednesday, but really all I had was from 12:30 until 5:30 at the latest. That's when Greg would get home from work. But I really anticipated I only had until 4:30 because family was coming in from out of town. And I thought maybe Greg would get off work early, which he did. So I knew I had from 12:30 to 4:30. Step three is to start with the hardest part. Well, for me, the hardest part has always been setting up this stupid Christmas tree. So I started with the small Christmas tree in the family room and I got the box and I unboxed the tree and I clicked it together and I plugged it in 10 minutes. The tree was set up and lit in 10 minutes. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is amazing. Oh my gosh. I was so excited. I was like, all right, bring on the family room or the living room tree. So I went in the living room. I had to move the furniture. I had to set up that tree. Now that tree was 9.5 feet and it hits the ceiling as a massive tree. The tree looked so much smaller in the store is all I can tell you. It was a massive tree. And the one in the family room, like literally when you just clicked the little, the three pieces together in the sticks, somehow all of the lights lit up. But because there are so many lights on the tree in the living room, you had to actually plug in everything into an extension cord, but that was in the box too. So everything was in the box. I think I got that tree set up in 20 minutes. Like it was also super fast. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe both trees were up and lit in basically a little over 30 minutes. Now, I did already think about next year, I'm gonna have to pull these trees out of the basement. So I'll probably have to add another 15 minutes to my time for that. Well, this is great. The trees are up. And basically, once your Christmas trees are up, like the house is decorated. As far as the kids and the husband are concerned, like I don't think, if I stopped there, they'd have been fine. They really would have been fine. So then I took about 15 minutes and I put up my nativity set, but my mother-in-law had given me her nativity set when she moved also. So I set up two nativity sets. Then I think I took a little bit of a break. Then it took me about 15 minutes to hang up the stockings that we have, this cute little train that I got from my grandma and grandpa's house. And I have these candelabras and this one garland that I put in our dining room. I set all that up. Then I went in the basement. It took me about 5 minutes to get this manger, this wooden manger that my grandfather made from scratch that has a China doll in it that we call Baby Jesus. And I just put that in the front hall and I just leave that in the basement already with the hay in it and the baby doll and everything. So all I have to do is carry it up. I had to move a piece of furniture. I hung up two wreaths. Now I was like I think I was 2 hours and 15 minutes into organizing. So it was, and I was getting really, really tired. And I had basically put up everything I told you. Plus I changed out what I put my paper towels or my napkins in a cute little bin. I'd done that. I'd taken down all the fall decorations. And it was about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. I think it was 3 o'clock. And I was like, I'm done. Like it had only been 2.5 hours, but I was tired. And the only thing left to do was to put up the ornaments on the tree. And again, I hit this roadblock of like, I don't want to do it. So I put on my Insta story. I was like, I do not want to put up the ornaments. I'm going to make a coffee. Maybe we'll do the ornaments as a family later, which means maybe the family later will watch me put the ornaments on the tree because nobody's going to help me. So I was like, you know what, Lisa, this is ridiculous. Like, I'd even hidden the boxes of ornaments on the other side of the couch so I literally could be done. I was like, this is ridiculous. Would you just finish the project? Just finish the project. So the reason I'm telling you this is because somebody in the Insta story said, I see how you were going to give up. And then you just pushed through and you finished and you were happy and you were done. She said, I give up. How do you push through? Like, explain to me how you make yourself do the ornaments and push through. So that's what I'm doing right now in this podcast. I'm explaining why I didn't quit at 2.5 hours and I put in that extra hour, almost 3 hours. It really was an extra half an hour. So this is what I did. I have our ornaments separated in 3 different bins. One is my Christmas tree ornaments that I put up every single year on our living room tree. The 9-foot tree gets these same ornaments every single year. They're the ornaments I've had since I was a child, those that we've collected all the way through our marriage. Then I also have a box for each of the kids of their ornaments. And I don't know why I have not been putting their ornaments on the Christmas tree. About 5 or 6 years ago, they had their own trees in their bedrooms and they would put those ornaments on the trees in their bedrooms. But we've since gotten rid of those trees because they don't want to do that anymore. But I stopped when they stopped doing that. I don't know, because they were already sorted by child. I was like, I'm not putting those back on the family tree, which is not a good reason. I just hadn't put those up. Then I have another box of ornaments, which is all my ornaments, but they're all the snowman ones. And in the past, what I've done is all the snowman ornaments that are mine go on the family room tree, the little tree in the family room. And all of the ornaments I've collected from my childhood and marriage go on the living room tree. And the kids' ornaments for the last couple of years have not gone on any trees because I don't know why. I don't have a good reason for it. So I had the living room tree ornaments and I went ahead and put those on the tree. It took me like 15 minutes. I was like, what am I whining about? This didn't take any time whatsoever. So now it was like 3:10 and I was like, okay, I've got the 2 boxes of kids ornaments and I have the snowman ornaments. And my idea was to go ahead and incorporate the kids ornaments back into the tree in the living room and do the snow in the family room like I always had. I thought, you know what would make more sense and at least keep these ornaments separated for me is if I went ahead and put the snowman ornaments back on the family tree in the living room. Are you confused yet? Sorry, it's a lot of detail. So that all of my ornaments are back on the living room tree, all mixed in together, including snowmen. And then on the family room tree, this new gorgeous family room tree I just bought, why don't I just put the boy and girl ornaments on there? Like, I can separate them back out. It's not going to be that difficult. Plus, I can put them all in one box for now. It's not like anybody's moving out and getting their own tree next year. So that's what I did. I put the kids' ornaments on the family room tree, and then I went in the basement, and I got the snowman ornaments, and I put them on the regular living room tree. Part of why I had put the snowman ornaments on the family room tree was because we leave that tree up sometimes until February, and then it has snowmen on it. But I thought, Lisa, maybe you're being a little too legalistic with the rules you made for yourself in your own house. And guess what? You could change them. So I thought, oh, yes, I could change them. So if I put my snowman ornaments, which I love, on my living room tree and I take all of those ornaments down at, you know, before the end of winter break, which is my new rule because I like these trees to come back down, I could still leave up the family room tree with the kids' ornaments on it for a couple weeks in January. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay. I gave myself permission to change my own rule. Do you ever need to give yourself permission to change a rule that you made that now you are holding on to this rule like, you know, this rule can't change? You made the rule. It's your house. You could change all of the rules if you want to. Sometimes we get so locked into what we have done and what our tradition is and that we just, I don't know, we just lock ourselves up for reasons that we don't need to be locked up for. So it was 3:30 and I was done. And I was like, wow, I really did it. Like, it's totally done. And I was exhausted and I drank a coffee and I went and took a nap. And then at 4:30, I woke up because, yes, my husband was coming home early. He was so excited that the house was decorated. I couldn't believe I actually got it done in 3.5 hours. And another reason why I was really successful was because a couple of years ago, I did the hard thing and I donated the items that we were no longer putting up in the house. Like, there, you know, you have boxes of holiday decorations. Every time you see them, you feel guilty that you're not using them. and you wish you had a space to put them out, or maybe you'll use them in the future, but really they're just guilt in boxes. It's okay to get rid of them. And actually, for the first couple of years when I would go downstairs, I would look for them like, well, where are all of those things that I'm not going to put up, but I'm supposed to put up? They're not there anymore. I donated them. I did find one more box that is full of like pine cones and stuff. My mom loves pine cones, and apparently at one point it was really hard to find pine cones. And so I have this box of pine cones in case I ever need pine cones. You know what? I don't need them. I'm going to offer them to her first because she loves pine cones. But now she lives like basically in the woods, and there are pine cones all around her all the time. So I don't think she needs them either. And that's another box that is going to go. So that is how I got my holiday decorations up in 3.5 hours. I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that this gave you the ability to look at how you decorate for the holidays and realize you're in control. You are in control of how much you put up, when you put it up, if you put it up at all. It's all your decision. And the holiday blitz that I ran really helps you ask your family members good questions like, which holiday decorations do you like and what makes the holidays for you? And sometimes when you know what your family wants and what they like, then it's easier for you to give up other things that you've been doing that you thought everybody liked, but nobody did. It is best to ask these holiday questions of your family when there are no holiday decorations up. Like, I usually have people ask these questions in November, because then you get from their memory what they like that's up in the house. If you've already decorated the house and you ask, then they're going to walk around the house and say, all this, I want all this, which is not a good answer. All right. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you're getting ready to have an awesome holiday season. And I'll be back with you next week.